The topic for today is the halacha of shochet. There's a basic halacha showing how to understand the shochet. Many rishonim understand that shochet includes not only killing an animal, but even causing the animal to bleed. Tosfos and Ksuvos that Hayom Beis, the Maskal Dam Mifkid, and many rishonim hold that drawing blood from an animal, or for human for that matter, is the iser of shochet. For example, Tosfos writes there, "V'nirul de'ev tam l'farish chotzos dam chashiv until neshama ki adam hu anafesh chenotol mitzos anotol mitzos neshama." Drawing some blood is like taking some of the neshama, and even mitzos is part of the av of shochet and tilas neshama. Here in Shabbos also, the Zayin Rashi and Tosfos state that many rishonim hold that the iser of shochet includes not only killing, totally killing, but even drawing blood. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam Perches Lach Zayin passes that drawing blood, chabalah, is a toda of dash. Right, dash is extracting, so you're extracting a liquid from a fruit, let's say. So too, here you're extracting. So you're extracting blood from that animal. So the Rambam, "V'chein chovah b'chai sheyesh ba'or chayav mishum mefarik v'hu sheyatoyach v'dam sheyatzim min hachavur." So if you need the blood, this is the raisa of mefarik. Told of dash. So it's very possible the Rambam understands that the iser of shochet is only violated when you totally kill an animal. Of course, the most rishonim, even if you just draw some blood, it's iser of shochet. For the Rambam, it's very possible that the iser of shochet is limited to when you kill the animal totally. I thought that maybe sorry. I thought after the Netziv says that in Rami Sadeh in his parish on the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, Zayin Beis, the Nezer assumes that way. Many Achronim assume the Rambam holds the shochet is limited to totally killing the animal. So I want to discuss just briefly some nafkaminas between these two approaches. Is shochet an iser of drawing blood, kadamu anafesh, or is it only an iser of totally killing an organism? The first nafkamina, which I'm not sure how mukhach it is, but it highlights the issue, is the question of what is the av. The Mishnah says the av is called shochet. Mishnah in Gimel. The Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Hey says, ask the question, shochet ishumayim mechayiv, is it mishum mitzovei or mishum mitzilas neshama? The Gemara has this lashon of mitzilas neshama. So it's not clear what's the av. Is the av shochet or is the av mitzilas neshama? So the Meiri in Ayin Gimel writes that the shochet is really mitzilas neshama. The av, rather, is really mitzilas neshama. That's really the av. Shochet is just an example. Why is it an example? Because in the Mishkan they shechted, but if you would kill an animal any other way, you would suffocate an animal, that's the seal of the Shama. That's the Av. That's not just the Tovah. That's part of the Av. He says, Tosfos, Tachash, says the Miri, excuse me, Tachash b'yimei Moshe tor haya, v'chein shahayu sham elim odamim v'chiyuv v'mishum seal of the Shama, v'chalam ha'minah v'lum ha'akir. The chiyuv is real in seal of the Shama. Just the seal was, they shechted the Tachash. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Yod Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes like this: Hashochet chaya, v'lo hashochet bilvad, ela kol hanotel neshama le'echad v'kol minei chayim behema v'ov v'dag v'sheret v'mishrita v'me'achira v'me'akol chaya. The Rambam starts off with the av is shochet, hashochet is chaya, and included is shochet if any insane else is shama. So it sounds like from the Rambam that really the ikra malacha, the shem ha-malacha is shochet, like the Mishnah, not until the shama. So what's the difference? So it's not muchach, but it's possible that shochet implies a total death. If you shochet something, you're shochet. You can't be shochet halfway. Whereas in tilas neshama leaves room for the possibility of mixas neshama, like Tosfos says, you know, you take out some of the blood, you're notel mixas neshama. So, because I think that the fact that Rambam holds on to the lashon of Mishnah as shochet fits with this understanding that it's total, either shech totally or you don't shech at all. Whereas tilas neshama could be possibly understood, like Tosfos writes, as mixas neshama, take drawing some blood. That's the first half of me. The second half of me, which is very, I think, more obvious, is the question of tzad chilazon. The Gemara says in Shabbos, I inherit Alice, that if you trap a chilazon and you draw his blood, you're chayiv shum tzad, because you trapped it. Ask the Gemara, you're drawing its blood, and you're killing it. Right? So the Gemara says, no, when you're killing it, you're potter. Why? Misasik hu etzel tzad hasham. And the Gemara explains later, the comment is in the Shama, it's Nikale, Kehechi to Leid Sil Tzive. So apparently, the process is making the Tchelet. You would draw the blood, and as you draw the blood, apparently that, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but apparently that creates the Tchelet. But if you kill it quickly, so the blood's going to change color, it won't be good. So the Gemara says you want it to live longer. So you're not chayav on Netilas Neshama because you don't want it to die. You want it to live a longer amount of time to draw more blood before it changes its color, something like that. So the Mivlas Loran over there, accessing Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph, the Vessel of Tzadon, asks the very obvious kash. He says, fine, you don't want it to die, so you're not chayav Netilas Neshama. But don't you want its blood? Didn't we say quite the Moshe showed him taking out blood as part of the Isser of Netilas Neshama? So, before that Gemara, Kuf is a raya for the Rambam. The Rambam might have learned from that Gemara, you're only chayav when you totally kill it. That's why the Gemara is not bothered by the fact that you're drawing its blood. The Gemara is only bothered by the fact that you kill it, and the fact that you kill it, you don't want it to die. You want to just draw its blood out, you don't want it to die. That's the Chorah Raya for the Ram. But the Ran is learning the other Rishonim that any drawing of blood is Isser. So how can the Gemara ignore the fact that you're drawing his blood? That itself is Isser of Shofet. Says the Ran, Yishlomer the Shani Chilasan, Shuguf Atum, Chichelizonos Halalu, Sheba Ashbos, Eino Bali Varim, Vachi Hargeyu Mamish, Eino Chayiv Shem Tel Zisham, Shay Eino Ivarim, Shay Chayiv Shem Nitilas Oso Ever. Aval Shar Shratim, Shehem Bali Ivarim, Iko Bishum Tel Zisham, So the Mikos Aran says that you only chayiv on drawing blood if you draw blood from an aver, you're machlish the aver, you basically quote unquote kill that aver. But since the chilazon is a type of animal that doesn't have different parts to its body, it's just an organism that has one aver, so in Mela, drawing blood isn't a chiyuv, it's only when you actually kill it. It's a very interesting shita. So what emerges is that for the Rambam, the Chiyuv is only killing, totally killing. For Rabbeinu Tam, the opposite is true. Any blood, the Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos and Ksuvah Safhei has to explain that case of Chilazon. He's bothered by the same problem the Rambam is bothered by. And he says, oh, the Dam Chilazon is Misgad Pakir. The blood is somehow separate from his body, and therefore you're not chayiv on the Tosfos Shammai by drawing the blood. So the Rambam is the middle sheet there. Rabbeinu Tam holds you're chayiv on any drawing of blood. The Ram holds your chayiv only if you kill it. And the Ram says your chayiv on drawing blood if drawing blood is machlish and aver. So it's similar to the Ram that can quote unquote kill something, but you don't kill the entire organism, you quote unquote kill that aver. You know, it's interesting in halacha in general, the status of Eivarim, you know, pikoch nefesh on Shabbos. So let's say a person's not going to die, but he's going to lose his arm. So it's pikoch aver. It's pikoch aver docha Shabbos and only pikoch nefesh. You know, there are different, some Eivarim are more, sometimes it's Eivar Shem Neshama Tuyabas, it's obvious, but let's say you're certainly not going to die, it's only going to lose your limb. You know, what is that matir? What do you assume? Is it matir Yisr Lab? Is it matir Chil Shabbos? That's a big discussion in Poskim. And the Ran is touching on this. The Ran understands that the Yisr of Yisr Neshama of drawing blood only is applies only to when you draw blood from an Eivar and you weaken that Eivar. That's an interesting middle sheet. Another nafkamina is the case of Dildul Uber. The one says in Shabbos Zayin Beis that Hoshit Yadu Lamei Behema, if you stick your hand into an animal, the Dildul Uber Mishuvei Me'a, and you take the embryo out, Chayiv. So Chayiv, so what are you Chayiv on? So it's Machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban there quotes the Nirshamim is the Chayiv of Kotzer. Right? It's called Dover Shem of Dilu Mechayusu Chayiv Shem Kotzer. It's of Kotzer. As if the animal is somehow growing in the mother, which it is, and by separating, you're okay to have but the Ramban himself is not Isser of Kotzer. Rather, it's Isser of Tilsa Shama. You're killing the fetus. The fetus. The Yerushalmi. The Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi who says it's been Kotzer. But the Ramban himself says it's Tilsa Shama. You're right. Afagav, the high Uber, less they day Neshama. The Uber isn't really, doesn't have a Neshama. Came into Gidulo, Talu bin Nishmas Imo, Ha'okro Mishum Notalish Nishmasom Imen. Still a bit, he's fudging on it. He the Raman assumes that the Uber doesn't have a Neshama. So why are you Chai Mishum Tzil Neshama? You didn't kill the mother, you just killed the Uber. So he says, since it's Talu in the Neshama of the mother, and you took it away from the Neshama of the mother, it's as if you killed its Neshama, even though it doesn't have a Neshama. So that's the Raman. But the problem is, again, for Rabbeinu Tam, this Gemara is very clear, because Rabbeinu Tam holds any drawing of blood is Netilas Neshama. So if you draw this blood, you take out the fetus, it's not worth it drawing a little bit of blood. But the problem is for the Rambam. The Rambam holds, like we're trying to suggest, that you're only chayiv when you totally kill an organism. So why are you chayiv in this case for Shochet if you don't kill the mother? You just kill the Uber. And don't tell me the Rambam holds with Yerushalmi, because the Rambam passes the Feirus and Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph, Lech Aleph, that the chiyuv of killing the embryo is a chiyuv of shochet. So again, if we're trying to suggest that for the Rambam is killing an organism, totally killing an organism, and yet the Rambam holds that killing an uvar is sort of shochet. So what's pshat? So the answer is that the Rambam has a famous shita when it comes to the status of an uvar. This is a very big issue when it comes to abortion. Is abortion murder? Right, it's an issue in the secular world. And Hapkel is an issue in halacha. How do you look at abortion? So the Rambam in Hilchos Yoseach, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, has a formulation where he says, the whole sugya in the Sanhedrin, if the woman is having difficulty giving birth, so you can kill the uber. And then the Gemara says, if the woman's, the uber's head already came out, so you can't kill the uber. So the Rambam basically changes the formulation of the Gemara to say that even the fetus is a rodef. Pashas in the Gemara is that before the child comes out, it's not a din of rodev at all. The Rambam says even the fetus is a rodev. So Rav Chaim in his chibur is mendaik from the Rambam that a uber is a nefesh. A uber is a nefesh, which is very important. That's why our famous pesach of Moshe, Moshe holds that abortion is mamash tzicha. Could we not have misa on it? Yisrael is not chayv misa, but it's mamash tzicha. As opposed to others who understand that abortion is a more kalis, or maybe it's chabala, maybe it's some other type of lower level iser. But the Rambam holds that uber is a nefesh, so this solves the problem. What kasha was, how can you chayiv on dilbul uber mishum shochet if you have to kill the organism totally? The answer is you are killing the organism totally, because the uber has the status of an independent status of a nefesh. It's a big issue in halacha in general. What if it's the uber totally in the mother? Uber yas imo, uber laberach imo. But either way, what emerges according to the Rambam is that the iser of the uber is shochet, but he explains it because the uber is a nefesh and your mamash kills the uber. Another nafkamina is the question of the chiyuv of shochet if you kill a trefer. A trefer is a person or an animal who's not going to live 12 months because they have some internal problem with one of their organs. They have a hole in their lung, etc. Trefer. So let's say you take an animal as a trefer and you shecht in a shach. Are you chayiv yishum? Nisil seshach. This is the Machlokes of Rishonim. The post is written in Shabbos, Kuchon Vama Beis, quotes the Rivam, who says that you're Pater, because it's Gavra Ketila Katal, just like a person's Pater, Chi of Misa, to kill a person who's a Rodeis, or a Trefa. So too, you're Pater on Shabbos, to kill such a person, Gavra Ketila Katal. You kill such an animal, you're Pater. But the Rid himself argues, says the Rid, the Einam Nirali, Tvar of Kla. The Trefa Kachai, who looks all the Vara, a Trefa is a live organism. But if you shecht an animal, so it's not an avela. So if you shecht a treif, it's not an avela. Shkitasa taharasa. Mash enkei b'ven ches. Kim de shkitasa chashuva al tahara. Heklot yech chavurasa chabura, etc. Now tavi rai mi horek shepata. Mishu devai kol nefesh. Hai kem in the dasi hu lamas. Ki gabar kati lahave. V'daf kem in zev. Al chol dover kichai hu lachol dvarav. Shri gito get. Vodin lachol milik tepreshit. The Tosafot Rit says that there's a special halacha when it comes to tzicha, that if you kill a person who's a treif, you're not chayiv misa. Fine. You need kol nefesh. But for everything else, if you write to get, it's a good get. He's a chayiv lechol dvarav. And therefore, if you kill such a person, you're chayiv midin shochet. If you kill such an animal, you're chayiv midin shochet. So this machlokas might be machlokas how to look at a treifa. Is a treifa a walking dead person, or a walking dead organism? Or is a treifa really alive? It's just a halacha in halachas tzicha. That's the pashas is the machlokas how to look at a treifa. Is a treifa kachai or is a treifa kameis? But it's also possible to be told it's not chakir. Namely, if shochet includes even hotzas dam, like a rebbe tam, right? Even just drawing blood is shochet. So it makes sense that if you kill a treifa, you should also be chai. I mean, you could say that treifa is totally made. Again, it might be telling you how you look at treifa, but it also might be telling you how you look at shochet. The more you look at shochet as being just iser of just notel mixes and shama, so it makes good sense to say that treifa. How do you get treif as chayev? Because it's like mixes of shem. It's not mochruch, but it makes sense. Similarly, the opposite question, let's say you make a person into treif. You don't kill a person, or an animal. It's like an animal. You take a knife, and you make a hole in the animal's lung. So the animal is going to live for 12 months, or 11 months and 29 days. The animal's going to die. So are you chayev on a siyas behemel treif? So the Mechaz Chinuch in Mitzvah Beis over there in Shochet, Os Beis, assume it's Dover Pasha Yerchayev. Yerchayev, you made this animal the Trefa, you can't live anymore, Yerchayev. But the footnotes in the Michas Chinuch point to Tosfos Chul and Chavtes on days where the Medayik that really you're Taka Pater. If you check one Siman on Shabbos, you're Pater, even though you made it a trace. So again, it could be telling the Chakira that if you assume that Shochet is an Isser of Hotzos Dam, even Hotzos Dam is Shochet, so it makes good sense to say that if you take out a, if you draw an ounce of blood, you're Chayvan Shochet, so too if you make animals a trace, you're Chayvan Shochet. Again, it might not necessarily tell you. Why? Meaning, I understand. If when you made the mercy trade, but you drew blood, certainly you're chayav, because you're chayav on the blood. Let's say you were able somehow, miraculously, to make him a trade without drawing any blood. So should he be chayav or not?
Should he be chayav or shkrita? If you hold it it's a
mitzvah
gemurah, then.
Yeah. Oh, especially if you look at yeah. If you hold it because it's a mitzvah gemurah, so for the Ram of Zafir, you're saying you should be chayav.
Right.
Should be Ram of the chayav. I hear that. It's obvious what I was thinking. Uh huh. Okay, it's good. Sorry. Fine. So basically we saw, to summarize, the machlokes between Moshe Shonim and the Rambam as to whether or not Shochet is limited to total death or includes even Nitilas Mixas Neshama. And we discussed the Nafkumina of what you call the Av. Is it Shochet, which implies more complete death versus Nitilas Neshama, Mixas Neshama? We discussed the question of Sadeh Hilal, and why that Gemara is a great rite for the Rambam, because the Gemara is not bothered by the Hotzos Dam. We saw the is one answer, because it's Mikvash Pocket, and the Rambam has a very interesting middle approach that Hilal is not an Ivarim, and therefore, since there's no Ivarim, you can't be Chayvan Hilal Neshama, because it's really a din in weakening the Aver. And we discussed the question of Dilbul Ubar, how the Rambam would get out of that. And lastly, the two Nafkaminas of Shochet. If you kill a trefa, or if you make somebody into a trefa, how that plays out, and like you pointed out, it could be stuff opposite when you shecht a trefa, maybe talking chay for the Rambam, because that's considered to be dead. So how you look at trefa, trefa chay, that's what the machlokas does read in Rivam, important machlokas of the status of trefa. Okay.